Thank you, Christy. Oh, yes. Ah, feel the love. Look at that. Love you all. Love you all. Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, you guys can slap someone a high five. Grab your seat. Slap someone a high five, not slap someone. But we're going to have some fun tonight, and I'm so excited to be sharing this with you, because this has been in my spirit and on my heart for over 12 months. Tell you what, Melanie and I are pregnant, and she'll be pregnant for 9 months with our beautiful little baby due in February, which is cool. But this word, what I'm going to share with you guys tonight, has been on my spirit since this time last year, before we went into our first Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference. And so I'm just been biding my time, just been praying and believing. And here's an opportunity we have now to open up the Word of God and really lean in to what He's doing in our midst right now. And it's very, very exciting. And I'm pumped. So wherever you are right now, whoever you are, maybe you're new in this place. My name's Tim, and Melanie and I are the Young Adults pastors here at Shire Live. And we just love this church. We just know God is doing a great work right now. And as you've heard, from the building to the youth thing coming up, the youth thing, oh, mate, you've changed, Tim, right? To our gala night, which I absolutely love. There's so much happening in our church, but right now we are on the eve of Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference, and it is going to be amazing. So this time next Sunday, we will actually be, as a church, hearing from one of our conference guests who's flown all the way in from America. I'll share a little bit more about Pastor Jason in just a moment, but I tell you what, we are in for a good couple of weeks. Sound awesome? All right, let me just start by opening up the Word of God and sharing a scripture that God put on my heart that I would love to just share with you right now. It's in Luke chapter 8, and in your Avant-Garde Conference magazine, that scripture is actually the scripture we used here in the very front page. We wanted to really make a declaration that the Word of God is what this is built upon, and that we start not on our own creativity or our own ideas, but on the very Word of God, because heaven and earth will pass away, but your Word will remain forever. Sound good? That's right. We're talking in scriptures. We're learning from Pastor Brad. It's fantastic. But if you got your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 40. Up to verse 42, and then jump down to verse 49. Sound good? So what it says: Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. How good is that? Some expectation in the house. Come on. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. Now jump with me down to verse 49. While Jairus pleads with Jesus and Jesus is on his way, another lady who needed a miracle came along and Jesus healed her. In the meantime, this is what was going on. We jump down to verse 49 and it says, while Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, he said. Don't bother the teacher anymore. Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed. When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. Stop wailing, Jesus said. She is not dead, but asleep. They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, my child, get up. Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. This scripture is rich as, full of so much goodness. And I just want to pray and ask God to really open it up in our hearts tonight. Sound good? All right. Lord, we just thank you that you're here. We just thank you that whenever your word goes forth, God, it achieves what it was sent for. Lord, we thank you that it does not return void. God, we thank you that tonight as we come around your word, that our lives will be transformed by the power of God. We ask you right now to open up our hearts, open up our minds, open up our spirits that we may receive from you the revelation that you have for us tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen, amen. Now, on the Friday morning of conference, I am going to be sharing a message that I've written about this portion of scripture, and I am fired up for it. And if you want to hear that message, you need to be there on Friday morning, right? Not just Thursday night, not just Friday night, not just all day Saturday. I want to encourage you, if you're a young adult in this place, you need to be honoring God with what's happening in our house and actually going to your boss and saying, you know what? I'm going to take an annual leave day on Friday the 29th of September, because I know what is going on in our church and what is happening in this house is worth it. And I believe, I have faith for this, you will not miss out. Your workplace will not be worse off. You will not find, you know, issues. You will actually have favor because God actually, I believe, wants you to be under the word and in this house. And it's my only chance to speak at conference. I get one shot at conference on Friday morning, and I would really love to see our Shire Live young adults there, not just listening, but supporting and on board with what God's doing in our nation. So can I ask you to honestly consider, or not even consider, but to plan to be here on Friday, that you would be here from Thursday night, the very beginning, all the way through to Saturday night. That is what we as Shire Live young adults are going to do. So I'm excited to preach that word to you on Friday in 2 weeks' time. But tonight, I want to focus on the last two verses of this passage. It says in Luke chapter 8, verse 54 and 55, "But he took her by the hand and said, 'My child, get up.' Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat." Now, if you have recently joined our church, you may be hearing Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference. You may be hearing about this three-day gathering happening in late September, and you are like, what is it? How's it all work? I don't know what you're talking about. Well, about a year ago, over a year ago, we actually launched our first ever Young Adults Conference. It was called Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference. I got to be honest with you guys, it was a work of God. I remember over a year prior, having this thought that, you know, instead of running our regular retreat that we would run just with our Shire Live young adults, that really God was stirring us to actually use that time to be a blessing to the greater body and actually put something on that many young adult ministries could be a part of. I looked around when I became a young adult pastor, started making some phone calls to other ministers, and quickly realized that a lot of churches maybe didn't have the strength or capacity in their young adult ministry to put something like a retreat on. And I realized that if we could take what we were doing and what we were already seeing God move in and open it up to the broader sort of church, there would be so many churches that would be blessed by it and would be able to jump on board and have an encounter and experience in their own young adult ministry that would transform their churches. And we just really felt like it was God. I remember over a year before last year's conference, Pastor Brad and I, we were driving along, we were talking about the idea, and you could just sense as we were sharing that this wasn't just a good idea, that this was a God idea, that God was on it, and so we leant into it. And I tell you what, it was unbelievable to watch this thing unfold. We put it out there to the nation, and we had such an incredible response. We had people from right across the nation and New Zealand as well, and a few people come from Singapore and different places to be a part of it. They traveled to be a part of it, and we were blown away by the goodness of God. And I just think when it came to sort of getting everyone together, you know, it wasn't happening in our nation. The truth is that the perception of young adult ministry in Australia was that, you know, basically it sort of didn't really exist. You know, churches, Sunday night church was sort of the only place that young adults had any kind of identity. But in terms of a young adult ministry that spoke specifically into the issues of young adult life, that wasn't really happening in many churches. And a lot of people just thought it's too hard. You know, young adults, all they want to do is have coffee and sit around drinking lattes and whatnot. I remember, like, when I became a young adult pastor, having some of these convos, it was this guy, and I'm like, oh, cool, like, what's the name of your, pardon me, young adults ministry? And he's like, it's called The Gap. And I'm like, wow. In my head, I'm like, that is a terrible name, right? That's no faith right there, eh? It's just this massive gap. And I'm just like, no, that has got to change. God doesn't want that in our nation. He actually wants young adults who are on fire for him. And I tell you what was one of the most incredible moments for me last year at conference was the opening moment. You know, I just remember hearing, you know, young adults, they sort of step back, a bit too cool to be engaged and whatnot. From the moment the first song started playing and we went into worship, I looked around, we're not even a minute into this song, and I'm telling you, 90 to 95% of people didn't just have one hand raised, but both hands raised. There were hundreds of young adults in this place with every eye on Jesus, and I'm like, that is what young adult ministry looks like in Australia. And I'm so excited because that was such a powerful moment. By the way, Jared, Dan and I this week were talking about our opener and going through it, and honestly, I was getting the chills, I was getting the vibes, like, you are going to love Thursday night's first moment of conference. It is going to be a declaration of faith on the word of God as we believe in faith for a few days that God is just going to change hearts, change lives, so make sure you're a part of it. So the conference took place, and the buy-in from churches and leaders from around the nation was amazing. We had over 60 ministries, about 65 different ministries represented here in this very building from right across Australia, people coming from interstate and whatnot. And the experience of those 3 days was profound. But the thing that makes it a move of God isn't just what it felt like in the moment, but the fruit of that moment that echoed past that conference. And it has been my privilege to actually have some of the most incredible conversations with leaders, pastors, and young adults from across our nation, hearing what God started at conference that's been echoing throughout the year. And I even haven't had a lot of chance to share with you, our church, some of these amazing things. You know, there were 4, and I heard about a 5th one, a young adults ministries that started in churches as a direct result of God speaking to leaders in this room at Avant Garde Conference last year. Can we give God some glory for that? 5 ministries that didn't exist. They didn't exist and now they do. 5 ministries that weren't gathering young adults together and now they are. Do you know one church literally last week on September the 10th launched a PM service for young adults which previously didn't exist. I was texting them on Sunday morning. I'm praying for you, believing with you that this is going to be an incredible step of faith that God blesses. And do you know what? That last Sunday night, they're like, we're so nervous, we're so scared, but we've got faith. They stepped out and I'm telling you, that was one of the ministries that began at conference last year. Isn't that incredible? Come on, give God some glory. Just one of the stories, I was having lunch, literally, I mean, I'm just thinking of the last few weeks here, but I'm talking like all year it's been like this. A couple of weeks ago, I had lunch with this couple who were down from Tamworth and they were telling us, hey, Tim, like, you know, none of our young adults even came to your conference last year, but just by hearing about it and just by watching what God was doing, it stirred them up in our church. And now our young adult ministry has gone through a complete revolution and has been changed. And we're looking in the future to go into new territories as young adult ministry in Tamworth, all because they were stirred because God was doing something in your church that we could see from afar. And you know what that was for me? That was me going, all right, God, I've heard some stories. But for every story that I've heard, there are so many that I haven't. And this for me just really shows that this isn't the work of a person. This isn't the work of a team. This isn't just the work of a leader or even of one church. This is the work of God. And when God moves, we have the choice to get on board or to not get on board. The truth is, He's moving with or without us. And God has gifted us, church, with this opportunity to be at the forefront of something that is happening in our nation that is so much bigger than ourselves. And we need to grab it with both hands and we need to honor it and we need to lean into it and we need to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we know what you're doing. We perceive what you are doing and we're gonna lean into what you are doing and grab it with both hands and see it through. And I just believe, you know, so many other things happening going on around the place. And before we even got to Avant Garde 2016, God had already spoken to me about this year's conference, 2017 Avant Garde. And He spoke to me out of this scripture in Luke chapter 8 that we just read. You know, the theme, sort of underground theme of conference is rise. It's what in my heart I've been praying over this conference and over the nation of Australia when it comes to young adult ministry, that young adult ministry in Australia would begin to rise. And this picture of Jairus's daughter is, I believe, a prophetic picture of what God is doing in the nation. He is speaking to something that many perceived as dead, that many said had its time, that many said was, you know, was gone away and we were past that. And He is saying, it is not dead, it is just sleeping. And right now, I believe God is breathing on young adults and young adult ministry in our nation and causing them to rise. At a time where there is so much chaos and mayhem going on in our world, it is the young adults that God is breathing on and rising, I believe, in our nation. And I love that it's not something we can do by ourselves. It is not the work of man, as I shared before. I love the Zechariah 4:6 scripture. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, declares the Lord Almighty. What Jesus is doing right now is beyond any of us. It is a move of God. But what struck me out of this scripture and what I love so much about this story is that after the miracle, there is this part of the verse which we probably skim over, which just grabbed my heart. And God spoke to me out of it and it says this in Luke chapter 8, verse 55. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Do you know this little girl was about 12? It says that this little girl was about 12. Now we can confidently sort of safely presume that she lived for many years after that and sort of outworked the God call on her life and, you know, and lived into her destiny. We can believe that. But the truth is, like, when someone's dead, the only person who can help is God, right? It doesn't matter what you do. You can't bring him back to life. It is a move of God. It is a miracle. But God then, after performing a miracle, he asks us to partner with him in the sustenance of that miracle. Do you know, God in our nation right now is doing what only he can do. We can't do this by ourselves. We can't make it happen. We can't force young adults to lean into God or to change their hearts or their minds. But God is doing it. But God, after doing the miracle, is saying to us now, you give her something to eat. I'm breathing life. I'm rising it. And now you give it something to eat. You invest. You pray for it. You give to it. You raise the resources. You run the events. You start to gather the team. You start to gather some vision. You start to put some effort in where there was no effort before. And I believe right now that not just in our church, and this is definitely true of our church, but across the nation, that as God breathes, if we would say yes to what we can do, the raising of leaders, the investing into it, the running of events, the starting to stir the hearts of people, the prayer and the belief. If we do that, then we feed this thing. Then what is right now in its infancy, young adults rising up in the country, will grow into full maturity and live out the destiny that it was always called to live. Just like this little girl who was 12 when the miracle happened, but went on to live many, many years doing the things of God. We can believe that the young adults who are stirred in this season, because like our church, other churches start to invest, start to put effort into. This is what I love about our senior pastors. You know, Karen, who just shared that tithes and offerings message just a moment ago. She came here and her pastoral responsibility is to invest into young adults. Our pastors know when God's moving and have invested into it. And it's that kind of faith that says we will invest as a church into what he's doing that I believe will see the things of God in young adult life and young adult ministries around Australia come to life and become all God's called them to be. God allows us to be in partnership with him in a miracle. From this crop of young adults will rise key national and global influencers, church leaders, missionaries, kingdom givers, workplace evangelists, educators, key thinkers. This group of young adults that God is speaking to right now are going to change the world, absolutely. When it, you know, you get a word like that and you're like, wow, that's powerful, God. You have to let it shape what you do. You know, James says that when someone hears the word but doesn't apply it, it's like someone who looks in a mirror then walks away and forgets what they look like. He says, no, we need to hear the word and then apply it to our life. We need to bring it into our life and actually put it into work. And this is what we asked ourselves as a team as we approached Avant-Garde Conference 2017. How does this scripture about God doing a miracle and us investing into it and bringing life, bringing sustenance to the miracle that God's provided. How do we let that affect us this year for conference? In our first conference coordinators meeting, as we got ready for Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference, we said we would not simply repeat last year's conference, expecting it to have the same anointing and impact that it had. We're not just doing the same thing again because it worked. We're not just getting stuck in our ways because it wasn't the ways in the first place. It was the power and the anointing of God that made it what it was. That we would seek God for this conference's next phase. God, what is it you want us to do? What is the next step we are to take? What are you leading us towards? And we were determined to find ways to put this scripture into action practically and to find ways to bring sustenance, leadership, support to young adults and young adult ministries everywhere through this conference. So can I share some of the practical things that we've brought into this year's conference to really go after that scripture which says don't just sit back but feed it, feed the young adults and feed people. Firstly, I just want to quickly talk about our 2017 special guests. We've added Jason Lozano, who will be preaching here next Sunday, to the lineup. And Jason Lozano, when you hear his story, you are going to be absolutely blown away. And you as Shire Live get a sort of sneak peek before conference. So don't miss next Sunday morning, next Sunday night. It is going to be electric. But this man is leading an incredible move of God over in LA. He's a senior pastor of a great church. But it sort of began from when he was in the sort of Mexican drug mafia. There it is. in LA, and he was part of that whole scene, and his mum was praying for his salvation, and he was so lost, so broken, really heavily involved in all this sort of stuff, and he had a moment with Jesus Christ. Like Jackson said, doesn't matter where you are, who you are, what your life looks like, Jesus wants to encounter you. He was high on LSD, he went to a concert, and he had this moment where he became sober, and he heard the gospel message, and in his heart responded to Christ. And here we are all these years later, watching a man whose life has been used by God, transformed. And I'm telling you, that's like a testimony that is going to echo into our country, into the young adults in our world of hopelessness and brokenness, and people that are so lost are going to hear God's voice and have their lives transformed. So Jason is going to, we've got Chris Estrada coming back, people. And he's one of our Shy Life favorites. We absolutely loved him, and we believe he's part of what God's doing right now in our nation through Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference. And we invited him back, as we did James McPherson, who the other day told me he's got a great word on his heart, and he's going to be sharing that on Saturday. And then we've also got Jay Harkin leading us in worship this year. And I tell you what, she is an absolute weapon. She's fired up and excited about it. As well as our conference guests, we added this thing called Conference Cruise. Now, one of the things we saw last year was that a lot of people loved coming, but they still stuck with their sort of ministry, their mates, the people that they came with. So we're opening up this thing called Conference Cruise, and we're trying to help people sort of cross-pollinate, right? Find people that do the things that they do and like things that they like, and they can connect outside of sort of just their sphere of relationships. And so we've put on these things called Conference Cruise. As you can see on the scene, we've got Billy Butler, who's leading a surfing crew Friday, Saturday morning. Corporate Collective, got a whole bunch of people that are in the professional world. Girl Boss, whole bunch of chicks in leadership going to be coming together. CrossFit, a whole bunch of CrossFitters coming out from the West. And I'm like, mate, I got to make some space for these guys. Uni students, young mums, these are just some of the ways that we're helping people to connect this year, which is amazing. Another one that I just want to share with you guys is our Voices lineup. Now, we've expanded our Voices elective this year to include 11 different options. Which is epic. There's 11 different options across 2 days. Now, let me just talk to you about some of these amazing people, right? So just to the second from the right here at the top is a guy called Roy Marcellus. Now, Roy Marcellus is the sales and marketing executive at a group called Crown, who operate out of Sydney and have sort of properties right across the world. Now, get this, right? In the last 5 years alone, he has overseen a team which has had over $1.5 billion worth of sales. B. billion, right? That is like a huge amount of sales. What's incredible is that this man who is literally living and working in the upper levels of the professional world is also a senior pastor of a church in downtown Sydney. And when we, Pastor Brad, invited some of us to have lunch with him and Pastor Marcel, and we were just blown away by this man whose heart is for the kingdom of God, yet he works around some of the most influential and biggest business people you can imagine. And I'm like, Pastor Marcel, would you please come and share with our young professionals what it means to live and operate at that level while still having a heart after the kingdom of God? He says to us, he goes, look, you know what, this, what we do here, and he's showing this massive sort of like model that sort of drops down on a button and you sort of look in, it's amazing, right? This thing's out of control. He's showing us all this and he says, this for us is our hobby. For me and my team, our calling is the kingdom of God. And I'm like, come on, Pastor Marcel, please, come to Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference. And he's like, send me the details, I'd love to be a part of it. And so he's going to be speaking at an elective that's sort of open to young professionals. And if you know somebody who has just got a call of God on their life to pursue the things in the professional world, get them to conference so they can sit under some teaching of a man like this who lives in that world yet knows God so deeply. Sounds cool, hey? Janie Johnson. She's sort of the business arm of Blacklist Studios, one of the most incredible design firms going around. These guys have done designs for some of the biggest companies, Coca-Cola, MTV. They are literally at the top of their game. They've started a business which stocks over 200 stores internationally, and it all began as a husband and wife team who had a dream to go after it. And she's coming to talk about entrepreneurship, what it means to actually pursue something God's put on your heart to pursue, which is great. Josh Hawkins, the guy pouring the milk on himself, right? If you love The Bachelor, you may know this guy. He's got this YouTube channel and he's gone huge with these like Bachelor impersonations. Millions of people watch his YouTube channel, and he's an incredibly creative thinker, and I've asked him to share around how do you have that creativity in your life. He's also a young adults pastor at an Anglican church called St. Paul's up in Castle Hill, and he'll be coming along and being part of it. This guy here, George Danzy, he's probably had a pretty tough day today because he is the chaplain for the Eels. And they lost last night, and they lost their chance at a premiership. So he's probably been on the phone having some meetings, I know, having some meetings with the boys today. But he's coming, and he's bringing some professional athletes to talk to people who are in the world of sport and professional sport, of what it means to be in the spotlight yet still have this. Can you see how even just between these people, you know, Ashley Fell is like the national director of one of the arms of the McCrindle Research Group, helping us to understand who is Australia and what does young adult life look like in Australia right now. And so I'm telling you, the Voices sessions alone are worth coming to conference for. It is going to be mind-blowing, and you are going to be filled up to overflowing with things that God wants you to understand and know so that you can win at life. And I'm telling you, you got to be there, and if you know a young adult, you got to bring them with you. Another thing we're doing is after parties every single night. Last year we did one on the final night, and it was so epic that we're doing three this year, right? We have got a location, a factory location down in Kirrawee, and we are decking that place out, whole bunch of food vans, and there's going to be plenty of time for young adults to connect, mingle, get to know one another, which is awesome. Just a side note, one of my dreams for Avant-Garde Young Adults Conference is to have a proposal on stage. One year, someone just dropping the knee, I'm just like, please. So if you know anyone's keen, get them in touch, we'll make it happen. All right, here we go, right? And then just this last one I'll share with you. You know, amongst all the many things, each of our coordinators took this scripture and I said, I want you to read this scripture, pray on this scripture, and ask yourself in your area, what does it look like to actually feed what God is doing, to actually resource what God's doing? So every single area has new things happening. But one of the things I'm most excited about, and I'm sharing for the first time publicly tonight, because, you know, I had this dream, I had this vision, but you got to make sure you can deliver, right? You don't want to say something and not be able to deliver. But our team have been working around the clock to pull off something that we are calling Avant-Garde Resources. And this is something that feeds directly out of that scripture. When God brings something to life, when God breathes on young adult ministry in Australia, we are like, what does it mean to feed that? How do we bring sustenance to young adult ministries? How do we help young adult ministries win, not just have a go? You know what I'm saying? How do we support and help young adults and young adult ministries to fulfill what God has put in their heart to fulfill? And so we are launching at conference this year a thing called Avant-Garde Resources. And it's going to be a two-part website to begin with. There'll be a part for young adults, and we're curating some of the most incredible content that we can find, you know, online, reading lists and different podcasts and different leadership thoughts about, you know, ministry, about professional life, about pursuing calling, about creativity. We're putting it all somewhere that young adults can go, and they see that as something that feeds their life. And then we have a second part to the website, which is for young adult ministries and young adult leaders. And that is something that is part, you know, leadership encouragement. We'll be having some interviews that we'll be conducting while conference is on, because we've got literally like hundreds of the best leaders from around Australia coming here. So we're setting up this whole studio, and we're going to be actually interviewing some of these leaders and asking them particular things that God's gifted them for, sharing that in a short video that people can watch, get encouraged by. How do you raise a leadership team? What is the right and appropriate thing to do to start? How do you build a momentum towards an event? How do you follow up a young adult who's made a decision for Christ? Some of these questions that we'll be asking will also be providing, you know, opportunity for people to connect, hear different things. And so I'll be uploading basically my entire computer, all of my templates, my budget templates. I'm going to be my run sheets. I'm just putting it all there. Anyone can use it for anything. Marketing, you know, some of the marketing out there for young adult ministries is like down here, but young adults needs to be up here. So to be able to provide some simple pictures with, you know, young adult gathering, and then they can just add their church name and a date and a time, all of a sudden their church is getting world-class marketing in a moment. Can you see how that's feeding and resourcing what God is doing? I'm so pumped to be sharing that with everyone at conference. And so much going on, you know, we could share so much. I could literally talk all night, but you're just going to have to get your registration and be a part of it to find out. But what's amazing is our team have really owned this. And this, is far bigger than any one person or even just one, you know, group of people. And we've seen it go even further beyond than our church. Like, it just has echoed, right? And I just love that our team have owned it and our young adults have lent into it. You know, Matt Green ran a marathon this morning. And then this afternoon, he spent his afternoon on the phone calling young adults to see if they were keen for church tonight. And then he's here on the front row serving and worshiping God. I'm sure his legs are on fire. I'm sure he's trying to keep his eyes open. But I'm hearing more amens from Matt than anyone else. And I just love that this kind of commitment is in our young adult team. And we need to really just be encouraging and stirring all of our young adults and our young adult leaders over these next couple of weeks. Right now, this miracle is in its infancy, but if we follow God's lead and invest, we can believe that He will work in all these things to advance the kingdom of God on earth and to reach people who are right now lost. What does it mean if you're a young adult in the room tonight? What am I talking about? What do we do from here? I want to encourage you, first of all, to just turn up in force. We have to have, like, Shy Love young adults have to, like, dominate this place. We're literally, like, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young adults coming in from around the country and the world. And I'm just like, let's make sure that Shy Love young adults are, like, by far the loudest, by far the strongest, by far the ones that can set the direction, because God has gifted it to us as a church and we need to own it. Lean in, turn up in force, we carry this together. Register, pray, and expect. Register, pray, and expect. If you're not yet registered, tonight's your night. Go out there and see our team. You know, get registered, get a registration for a friend. Pray and go after it in the spirit, because this is not by the works of man, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, declares the Lord. Pray and then expect. Expect and have faith that God's going to do something in your life and do something in the life of your friend that you invited. And as a young adult, that's what it looks like for us right now. And what does it mean for us as a church? You know, you cannot fake a revival. You can simply pray for it and be ready to go when God speaks. You just got to pray and believe. And then when God's on something, you give it everything you got. And the first thing is prayer. I'm going to ask Pastor Christy in a moment to come up and share around that prayer and what that looks like for us as a church. But the other thing that we need to do is service. And serving is such a big part of this conference for us as a church. You know, you can just come, but I would ask every young adult in the room today who is part of Shy Alive, even if you're new, you are still part of the host church, right? You are part of the crew that's putting it on. So there is no need for you to sit there in a pew and just watch. You can, if you choose, be a part of the team that makes it happen. Put on one of our host team shirts and help someone else find a seat. Be a part of the team that comes early to set up and stays late to pack down. Be part of the team that on Sunday night after our final session with Pastor Chris Estrada, you got your eyeballs hanging out of your heads and you're just like, I'm so tired, but I've never felt so good in my life. You don't have to just watch from a distance. You are part of Shy Alive. You're here tonight. You're part of our young adults. You can be a part of our team. You can be a part of it. And straight after this service, incidentally, we'll be having some food. And then after that, back in here for a quick briefing. You're all welcome. You're all welcome no matter who you are, whether you're on a team yet or not. Come, talk to us and we will put you on a team. And if you're an adult, you know, we've got set up and packed down teams. We've got conference prayer teams that Jill is spearheading for us. We've got conference refresh teams. That's the cleaning team. We've got volunteer catering teams and a whole bunch of other stuff. But I just want to encourage you all that what's going on here is truly a move of God. And when God moves, we have the option to get on board or to let it pass us by. And I, for one, am not going to let this pass us by, and you don't need to either. Let's lean in. Let's believe that these next 2 weeks at Shy Alive and through Shy Alive, the entire nation is going to be blessed. Sound good? Fantastic. Christy, why don't you come?
Thank you, Tim. Can we give Tim a hand?